Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. The Blue Jackets remain red hot after Saturday's 5-3 win at the Blues. CBJ is now 8-1 under head coach Rick Bowness, who said good teams find ways to win.
No, it's from everybody. You know, they had a lot of shots, and we get that, a lot of outside shots. You know, they had only, I think, 8 scoring chances through 2 periods when we were healthy and we were playing our game, and then all of a sudden, yeah, we were on our heels a bit in the third. But you expect that. Third didn't play last night, and we were down. This bench got a little shorter, but so you find a way to win. Good teams find a way to win. We're good.
Jackets are at the Devils next on Tuesday at 7. NBA Cavs are up before visiting the Clippers Wednesday at 10:30. NFL Rams extended head coach Sean McVay and general manager Les Snead to multi-year deals today. They're tied for the NFL's longest head coach GM pairing. This update is sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
All right, welcome back. Rothman and Ice, Anthony Rothman, the post-birthday man, the Iceman, and we have TLC behind the glass. We have all sorts of things to get into, but first of all, how was the birthday weekend?
It was a good weekend, man. It was a good weekend. A lot of fun activities. Got to kick it with a lot of people I love and care about. So, yes, everybody.
So that's why we weren't invited. TLC. I knew there was a reason.
So here's the thing. Yeah. You guys kicked off my birthday weekend.
Five days a week.
Spend some time with you on Friday to kick off the birthday weekend. But no, thanks to everybody that showed me any type of birthday love this weekend. It was appreciated. But yeah, man, I'm doing well. This is a big week, I heard. There's something going on. A couple big events are popping off here soon. We got the Olympics. Are you into this at all?
Justin Jefferson?
The Winter Olympics.
Yes. Like, okay. This Winter Olympic thing that's going on.
Flag thing,
yeah,
we got going
on. I am kind of into it.
Okay, because it crept up on me.
Oh, it's great.
But I am excited about this, you know, form of the Olympics, if you will. Like, the Summer Olympics, I think, is more of my jam. But seeing the stuff out there on the slopes and all that, I got so much respect for what those people do. So with the Super Bowl popping off and the Winter Olympics here, I'm in. I'm locked
in. You said you got awfully excited during the Lindsey Vonn practicing. You said that was a good thing.
Okay, what happened to her? She's out now? She was in and now she's out?
I don't know.
She got injured, right?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of the old in and out.
That was quite a tumble.
That's tough, man.
Yes.
That's tough.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. That was...
Was the Tiger Woods picture that was going around years ago, was he at like a Lindsey Vonn practice or something when the tooth was missing? That was real, right?
Yes.
That picture, that wasn't some AI-generated thing.
No, I don't think he got the...
How did he lose the tooth? What was the story with that?
He lost that tooth. That wasn't in the Elon. That wasn't that time, was it?
No.
Was that pre or post press conference?
I think it was That was with Lindsey, right? That's when they were an item?
He fell. Let me see. Yes, he got some cameraman was trying to get in there, and he took a camera off the big boy.
Yeah,
right in front. Really wanted him to feel right at home from 2009.
That's awful.
We're gonna do a throwback.
Yeah,
Tiger. We're gonna turn back the clock to 2009.
Uh-huh.
You loved that time of your life, didn't you? In a way. He probably looks back on it now as a quite bittersweet time of his life.
I think that's appropriate.
It said Tiger Woods lost a front tooth, and cracked another when he was accidentally cracked, I added that, in the mouth by a videographer's camera during a skiing event, ironically in Italy.
Okay.
While supporting his then-girlfriend Lindsey Vonn.
Okay.
The injury caused significant pain, required temporary dental work, before he could return to competition. I don't know if anybody caught that live.
No, but, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Your favorite Winter Olympic activity or sport is what, Anthony Rothman? What's going to get you in front of your TV?
Hockey.
That'll be the one.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Especially with
checking
us,
Z out.
Especially with us having a chance. Well, and Torts is behind the bench, and
oh yeah, absolutely.
It's,
yeah, I'm here for it.
There's some good stuff there.
I'm here for it.
And I've been watching a lot of the docs about, you know, 1980 and all that to kind of get you going.
Okay.
By the way, that'd be the only reason I wouldn't want us to win, which I do.
Come on.
But I don't want to knock 80 off the block.
USA
in a weird way.
All the way.
I know it's
USA all.
They're
the way.
Ready. I think they're ready to finally pass the torch, but you know, because they've lived their whole lives,
oh, yeah,
their lives were identified by.
We need that gold medal. We're coming back home with it.
All right, I'll run through them real fast for you.
What you got?
All right, hockey for me.
Okay.
Then I would go with freestyle skiing is pretty awesome. Like, that's just crazy.
I'm in on that. Snowboarding, that's
not
I think
curling,
that's be the
no.
One. No, curling's that's a snooze fest.
Figure
for me.
Skating, not for me. Snowboarding.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Ski jumping for sure. 100%.
What's the one where like they're skiing and like clipping the flags around? You know what I mean?
That'd be a slalom.
That's what that, okay.
I'm not, that would be alpine.
That's impressive to me.
Right? Yeah, alpine, I think.
Going at that speed
oh,
with that
yeah.
type of balance and stuff like that. Like that.
Oh, that's going to put some stress on that medial collateral ligament, I'm sure.
Oh, fire the siren. Oh, we're starting off.
Oh, sorry.
We're starting
MCL.
Off the week. We're
what?
Starting off the
oh,
week.
Oh, come on. You guys.
Hot. Medial collateral?
Starting off hot.
Is that wrong? Or am I?
No, it's just a big word.
Yeah. I like it. AR, get in your bag.
Didn't I sprain
start
my
cooking.
MCL at the other building?
You did.
Somebody, you guys were talking me into, hey, you hurt to. This on the job.
Say what?
Get the surgery and have work pay for it.
I was worried about you for a while.
You like got workman's comp for an on-air
no,
injury?
I didn't go for it.
It was getting to a point, though, where you were in enough pain, I think, where we had to seriously consider you getting surgery on that knee.
I never did. That's just
because you're built different.
Yep, never did.
Yeah.
Probably should have because the fan would have paid for it. Now I think there's a statute of limitations on that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I can go back and prove that 10 years ago
yeah, no, you're good.
I sprained
no,
an MCL no, at no. work. But here's the other thing. Why would that be on them? It really wouldn't be. Because remember, I was opening that door and I pivoted on my left knee, but that wasn't negligence on the station.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't like the carpet was worn down or that you could play my lawyer and prove that there was
blame
something wrong with the floor.
Door was too heavy or something.
Curling, no, I said. Luge. That's pretty. Or skeleton or whatever.
Oh like the cool like the
yeah.
cool runnings guys.
I think
that's
well,
a great
I
movie,
bobsled.
By the way.
I think bobsleigh.
Bobsledding?
Yeah.
I think we're going bobsledding.
Bobsleigh. I like bobsledding.
I do, too.
That's right. So I wouldn't. That's pretty awesome. I wonder. Like how much, I want to say this respectfully. Like you get in that thing, somebody's steering it, right? That's the guy
in the front.
Or is the guy in the back, does he have some sort of rudder type responsibility?
I honestly don't know, and that's that, because right. I watch cool
because
running
so much.
Because
I've seen those things turn on their, like, capsize.
And they have to be
way.
Heavy, obviously. They got to be pretty heavy.
Bobby, I used to ask Bobby about, remember when we were doing the show, all three of us, I said, what if we started a three-man luge, not a two-man? And then it started with the, well, what do you grapple onto? And then that went into a whole nother conversation.
A very creative answer for
like,
you.
Like, I think luge is pretty entertaining.
Yes.
Like, that's,
yes.
And it feels like that's basically what you did as a kid. You went sledding,
mm-hmm.
you hopped on whatever you did, whether it was a... Did you guys ever do the disc?
Hop on that thing, don't mess around.
Did you guys ever do the disc?
The disc?
Hold on, I'm finding
yeah, it's
this
not
drop.
It's not a toboggan. It's where
like
you steer.
You just kind of hop on that thing. Don't mess around.
Yeah, like just a disc where you'd go down the mountain on a disc.
I don't think I was doing
yeah,
that.
I have
no,
to look that
I
up.
I don't think I was doing that. I didn't do a whole bunch of snow activities as a kid, as far as skiing, snowboarding. No, just kind of
not
go
even
out.
Sledding. Like not even going to the nearest. Park that had a mountain of snow?
Mountain of snow.
Yeah, no.
Where can I find a good eight ball?
No, it was just, hey, let's just go outside and throw snowballs at each other. And,
okay.
You know, play football in the snow and all of that.
You
no,
guys
we
didn't have a park or some kind of big park that during the winter had like
yeah,
a mountain that
we
had
did.
Snow
I did
on.
That a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that
you
a few
didn't?
Times.
Two doors down from me, actually, growing up. I mean... the mountain wasn't that impressive. So, but it was hilly enough to go sledding a little bit.
Speed skating, okay.
I like figure skating, ice dancing. Though, I do like that, figure skating.
So I've always said the most underrated Will Ferrell movie, and I know you don't like him, but the most underrated un-Ferrell movie is Blades of Glory.
I respect his craft.
So good.
He's just not for me as a comedian or actor. I think he's a touch overrated.
Did you see the Punxsutawney Phil today?
I did. He had bad news for us, right?
Yeah, but here's the good news.
Yeah.
The good news is his track record sucks.
Okay, what's the record looking like right
now?
What's
his shooting percentage right now? So, in the last 10 years, Phil Connors, has been correct only 4 times.
Oh, get him out of
here. He's shooting 40%.
Let's retire him. Why are we listening to him?
Now, he predicted more winter a lot, but other groundhogs have better records. Our guy, Buckeye Chuck.
Yeah, shout out to Chuck.
He's got a better shooting percentage. Staten Island Chuck. In New York, why do they need to be? Well, I guess they have to be named Chuck Woodchuck. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Groundhog Buckeye Chuck. This is what he does. He's considered more reliable, often outperforming that 35% accuracy rate of his Pennsylvania counterpart.
How long's he been in the game?
Buckeye Chuck?
Yeah, how long?
Probably since the late 70s. I don't think he's a new kid on the block.
He's an OG.
Yeah, he's up in Marion, I think.
He's not new to this. He's true to this. I get it.
Buckeye Chuck began predicting the arrival of a spring in the 70s.
There you go.
The official state groundhog.
Well, it was great because we had those blizzards in the 70s.
Yeah.
You guys didn't know about
Buckeye
it.
Buckeye Chuck became the official state groundhog in 1979.
Right.
Where are they keeping these guys?
What about Punxsutawney?
Punxsutawney Phil.
It's a good question.
Like, you know... Where do they hang out?
What kind of housing unit do they have? Government housing, or are they in some sort of a nice area?
I guess Phil's been around longer.
Phil?
Gotta have been. Phil first received his name in 1961.
Okay.
That's when the name came about. I don't know when the first.
That's a great
prediction.
So he may not be the original.
Oh, my goodness. 1886? Is that for real?
Well, it's on the internet. It's always true.
Not him. But maybe a descendant.
What, I don't know. You're the animal guy, Rothen. What is the lifespan of... Are they like sea turtles?
I don't think...
Not the same guy.
150
ever.
Years is... I don't think they go that...
Is this like Uga? We're just... Whenever the bulldog passes
that's
away,
right.
You just get Uga 17.
Well, we don't... See, but that's the difference with Phil. I don't think we get a Phil the 8. The eighth or whatever. I don't think we get that.
Roman numerals.
Yeah.
Phil VIII.
That's right.
King Phil.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So Phil's no good, and Buckeye Chuck does a little better. And first of all, here's the big thing.
Yeah.
It's February. Mm-hmm. Why would anybody be shocked that we had 6 more weeks of winter?
I'm not. You just don't want to hear it.
It's freezing in March.
What's the alternative? If he doesn't see a shadow, what's that mean? There's only 6 more weeks of winter?
I think that's the right thing.
Yeah.
Is that the official ruling on this?
Yeah. If not, it's going to be a good 8 weeks. Maybe more. Maybe 10. It snows in April.
I think we know when the end of winter is. It's called...
Winter is coming.
Spring equinox. March 21st.
That's a big word alert. I don't know anything
equinox?
About that.
Equinox? Are you for it's, real?
Well, I just don't... The whole phrase is too much.
Yeah.
Equinox.
It's siren worthy.
It's either an SUV or something you just said.
So winter and summer are solstices. Maybe.
Say that 3 times in a row.
Solstices, solstices, solstices.
You're impressive. You guys with sirens in the first segment of a Monday is impressive.
Here's our menu today. We'll have Adam King come in at 10 TV. We'll get his... I mean, he's got to be involved in something like that with Buckeye Chuck. And then we'll have Ian Fitzsimmons.
Fitzy.
2 o'clock.
Big
ESPN
week.
Sideline Reporter. His bro is a special teams assistant coordinator with the Hawks.
Yeah.
We'll get him. We'll get through some of the NHL coaching hires. And I think we have an update on Todd Monken and when they're going to present him. And guess what's going to happen? He's going to see a shadow, and that means 8 more seasons of losing football in Cleveland.
Don't do that to Browns fans. Do not do that to Browns fans, man. They're already down bad enough.
Why don't they have that up there? If Monken sees his shadow,
8 more years.
8 more years of losing football. All right, we're going to come back. Ryan Day on his Arthur Smith effect. What did he find? You'll hear it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
tweet from a listener. Are you carrying the Buckeye game today? Considering we've never not carried one, yes. The answer is yes. The Fan.
Hey there, friends. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
Hey, it's Bo Bishop here. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Scattered snow showers on and off today, otherwise increasing clouds with highs finally getting in the upper 20s, although we could still feel like we are below zero with that wind chill. For tonight, chances of flurries linger, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the 20s. And then for Tuesday, we'll have some more scattered snow showers possible, otherwise cloudy skies and highs finally getting up right around the freezing mark. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now you can watch Rothman and Ice.
Go to YouTube and search 97.1 The Fan.
Rothman is wearing the pancake makeup, so you might as well watch. Back to Rothman and Ice.
All right, Super Sunday coming.
Let's go.
We'll get after that. I'm pacing myself, Sergeant. You can't do it all on a Monday. Like, I've been pretty pro Seahawk for a while on this.
Okay.
And I'm starting to get a weird feel that the public is going to be all over Seattle.
You worried about some of that Patriots voodoo magic they got going on?
I'm worried about the public being wrong.
Yeah.
Which we usually are.
I'm kind of pulling for Seattle. One of my best friends is a Seahawk fan, and I want to see him enjoy a Super Bowl win. So I'm kind of in on Seattle. Like, they're doing the whole New England thing again. I think that's, I don't know if there's a lot of us that are going to enjoy that again, you know? The kind of the,
They're fighting the success of the brand
again.
And then how many more do they need?
Yeah.
But it's such a different version. And I think that that you can respect. The fact that they were able and Vrabel to pull off what they have in this turnaround, how quick it was, hitting on May and getting there. Now, they fought the weak schedule all year, but it didn't seem to matter when it counted most. Now, they got fortunate. Like, part of me thinks, like, when's their luck going to run out? And I'm not trying to disrespect them and saying it's all luck. What I'm saying is they got to run. Bo Nix gets injured. Like, They win a 10-7 game.
For sure.
That guy was going to be much more, even though Stidham was great in the beginning, and it put the game a little bit on tilt, and that's where I thought Sean Payton actually got a false sense of confidence because this backup mystery quarterback out of nowhere started to play with no fear, and then that actually hurt them later. But I'm not saying the beating Houston wasn't something, but they do feel like they're on borrowed time more than other teams, but now it doesn't matter. Now they're four quarters away. It's one game. Unless your idea gets in.
What's that?
Not before Sunday. Make it a best of three. By the way, where does that stand? Oh, that poll has to be over by now.
Yeah, I was getting cooked.
Oh, it was a, last I saw, 94-6.
Yeah, I was getting cooked. I'm staying 10 toes down on that idea. I think people would come around, though. If it actually happened, I think people would enjoy it. I do. I don't think people.
Well, it could
only
be a best of three.
Oh yeah, no. We can't go to five or seven. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right. So Ryan Day's got his man, and when this originally happened, I think people were underwhelmed. This is not to say that Arthur Smith isn't a good coach. I just think with what happens is that people put him in a box of this guy loves to run the football. This is not a high flying guy, and you're coming to Ohio State with the best receiver in the biz and a quarterback that was a Heisman contender and may have won the damn thing if his knee doesn't hit and they win the game. Who knows? A lot of people were using that game as a tiebreaker, even though I thought Mendoza had much bigger throws in that game than Sayan did.
And he had some memorable moments along the way, too. You know, out there in Eugene, Penn State, you know, he had those, and those stuck with people for sure.
I think Ryan Day is getting the, in Ryan, I trust right now. I think the Matt Patricia hit, the other coaches that have hit, the fact that he got the natty done, the fact that he did a remarkable coaching job after they lost that game to Michigan and went on that run, that historic run. And I think that that's kind of, and then the other thing I believe is that I don't think Arthur Smith's the kind of guy that says, well, this is the way I've always done it. This is the way it's going to be done. I think most great coaches do have to adapt to their personnel.
Yeah.
And that, and the head of the snake is Ryan Day. And that, you know, if we're talking about it, you know, he talked about it a lot with Arthur before he hired him.
For sure.
About what he expects this offense to be and what they hope it can be. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think, you know, really good coaches have their system, but can also adapt their system to the personnel that they have. And that's what I'm curious to see from Arthur Smith, because you touched on the run game, and he's had some good run games along the way. He's had some kind of up and down experiences, it seems like, with the pass game. But I think some of that is rooted in some of the quarterbacks that he's had as well, right? When you look at his stops in Atlanta, you look at his stop in Pittsburgh, like you're talking, you know, Desmond Ritters are in there. Some Marcus Mariotas are in there, you know, an old Aaron Rodgers and some other guys that have been in Pittsburgh that haven't really been good to elite guys. And so now, to your point, he comes here and he knows what Julian's saying is going to bring to the table. So my hope is that he's going to open this thing up, right? And still have the fundamentals of what he wants this offense to be and Coach Day, which is a very stout run game. And I think that will come along with Arthur Smith. But to your, what you mentioned is real. You got to trust Coach Day, because at the end of the day, this is still his show and he is going to have his fingerprints all over this offense and especially what he wants the quarterback to be doing. But the experience now that you're getting from Arthur Smith as a former NFL head coach at this level, I think will pay dividends in a very good way on Saturdays.
So it is kind of a push and pull thing, because Buckeye fan has been watching, even without Arthur Smith, this offense bogged down lately and where they don't think it should. A part of that is not being able to protect the quarterback enough and then playing defenses that exploited that. It's exactly what happened in the last two games. It's not that Ohio State lost their talent or their willingness to use that talent. Yeah. It was that maybe they didn't have enough time, they felt, and when Julian was very good, he had time. And when he was scared out of the pocket a little bit, that affected things. Mm-hmm. So I think bringing Arthur Smith in and strengthening what is a perceived weakness, and what I mean by weakness is an inconsistency in running the football, that can only help this offense, I believe. Now, they have to be willing, again, to take chances with their offense. And Ryan Day was on for a couple of minutes talking about his Arthur Smith hire and the impact he thinks it can make.
So where are we going with the offense here? And, you know, Brian did a great job last year, but coming out of the season, you know, felt like, okay, with him leaving, you know, do we want to elevate somebody within the room? And thought long and hard about that, because I really have a lot of respect for the guys in that room. You know, and I feel like, you know, Keenan is right there. I mean, he has had opportunities to go other places. He's been loyal. You know, Billy and Tyler both have opportunities to go other places, but they're loyal as well. And so it's a good group of guys. But I just felt like going into this season in particular, you know, we needed somebody with some play calling experience that really could kind of take over that room and allow me to kind of step back. Sort of, you know, a couple of years ago with Chip, it was that way. And then also, you know, mentor the guys in a room so that, you know, if there is another transition down the road, those guys would be, you know, ready to really take that over. And so, as you imagine, looked at a lot of different guys. You know, for me, you know, wanted to have somebody, again, that had been a play caller at a high level, had, you know, been a head coach. You know, those are not that it was a prerequisite, but those are the kind of things you're looking for. But then also find somebody that really wants to be here. And that's you know, the thing you really work to find. And then whatever makes sense in terms of contracts and all those things. And I think, you know, we've hit a home run here. When you look at all the different things, and I can't get into the details of the background and all that. I think I will at some other point, but I think it's easy to see when you talk to people who know football. Man, I've asked a lot of people, you know, and you do your background checks of, you know, people that have worked with him, played for these guys. I think, you know, I just got so many text messages that, hey, man, like, what a great hire and all those things. So we're very, very excited. And even a short period of time, you can already see, you know, some of the connections that are being made here.
Hyping his guy. And I'm not saying it's fake. He hired him. It's not like he didn't have choices. Like when he said somebody that wants to be here, I that's an interesting one. That almost deserves a follow-up there. Like, because I would never even think that you would need to find someone that would want to be here.
Yeah, no,
I think that's almost like, wait a minute, Ohio State's calling?
Right, no, I get what you're saying. I think it's very fascinating where Ohio State is right now as far as Coach Day and what he's doing with some of the positions on his coaching staff where guys are now coming to Columbus maybe, you know, in their mind to put a kind of fresh coat of paint on their name and their image, and maybe that can launch them into something bigger if Arthur Smith wants to get back to the NFL or whatever it may be. But this also speaks to Coach Day's relationships, right? Like with guys in this realm of the sport, that he has a respect for them, they have a respect for him in this brand. And so if you're a Buckeye fan, to me that's very encouraging, is knowing that your head coach can pick up the phone and talk to guys like this and make this happen on the fly the way that he has over the last few years.
And by the way, that's it. It's the guy that wants to be here. What he means by that in my mind is that he doesn't want to just stay in the NFL or bolt for the NFL right away. I mean, that's a big part of it. And Ohio State was second in passing yards a game in this conference. They were ninth in running. They love to use the tight ends. They love to have that. And we love it when it works.
And Arthur Smith is going to love to use the tight ends, too. That's what he does.
And that's what scares Buckeye fan a little bit, that they're going to be kind of that heavy physical team and not be as high-flying. But they're high-flying against teams that can't defend them, and then when teams that can defend them, they try to bog down.
And what we learned over the last two games is, and the game has taught us this for years and years, you're only going to be as good as your offensive line, right? And you can have a Heisman finalist, you can have the best wide receiver in the sport, but if your offensive line is getting moved around in a bad way, your offense isn't going to cook.
All right, Adam King from 10TV will stroll in 2 minutes. We'll put him on the hot seat. Rothman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Miss a minute of Rossman and Ice? Check out the podcast.
Type in Rossman and Ice wherever you get your podcasts. Download and subscribe.
Back to Rossman and Ice.
All right, he's from 10TV. His name's Adam King. And he's with us now in studio.
I am just so excited. I feel like this is the first week in a while we've had like a normal week here. Just hanging out, you know, not a lot going on. Just a nice vibe.
A casual week.
A casual Monday, if you will.
Right.
I like.
And you dressed for it.
I did.
Yeah, he looks nice today. I like the suit. You got on some new shoes.
I do.
But you got on ankle socks.
I do have ankle socks.
And so that, to me, like, I think we got to throw a flag. There's a flag we're throwing on the field. Why are we going ankle socks with a suit?
A thin, nice dress sock would be fine.
Let me tell you something about dress socks. And I have a lot of them. And there is no better feeling in the world than when you're done with a long day's work and you come home and you take that dress sock off. But the problem is, maybe I got too tight of socks. I don't know. I don't know how you do the sizing of the socks. Every time I take them off, my leg hair is crying. I've got imprints on my leg where I mean, you could draw where the sock has been for the next 12 hours.
But, AK, here's the thing. When you sit down with that nice suit on and I see your ankles, that's not the look I think.
You know what? Why don't you want to see my ankles?
That's not
the
look.
Maybe that's a you problem. Have you ever considered that?
No, it's an everybody else problem.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's not a look he wants to know better.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Is it true? So we were just talking about this. Rich Eisen does the celebrity stuff when he has all these actors on. We're not in L.A. We don't have access to them. And there was one where he had Kevin Bacon on, and he says, is it true that you tip DJs at weddings to not play Footloose? And he said that he does, that it is true, because he doesn't want to avoid, he wants to avoid becoming the center of attention.
Yeah, that's, and that's fair.
Complete like opposite
that.
Of you.
That, well, that, so, that's very nice.
So I was trying to think of something. So Dom the other day was showing us that he is, I guess, incredibly thrifty. And he buys his, or maybe now, I don't know if he did this way back when.
I know what you're going to say.
When he had a clothing allowance, I don't know if you guys still have that anymore.
No.
Okay, those went away with Liberace or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he was showing me that he's buying these sport coats on eBay for like $25.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so you're buying like used clothing on eBay? And he's like, well, it's washed, or I'll wash it. I'm like, okay, I guess. I go, I didn't know you needed to do that.
Does he, is this real? Are you, can you confirm this?
Oh, it's real.
It's real.
Oh, it's
100%.
That
he's buying $25 blazers.
And then he's trying,
some of them are very nice.
Okay. Well, yeah, but he was trying to convince me that some, he's like, that is Italian and it's custom made. And I'm like, you're not getting a custom made Italian sport coat for $35. Either they stole the label and sewed it in there.
Yeah.
Or like, or this isn't really what
something
you think you're getting.
Sketchy.
Is your question, do I do that?
I guess my question would be that. You tell the truth. Where do you buy your suits?
Nordstrom Rack.
Okay.
All of them are at Nordstrom Rack.
Not at the big boy.
No, no. And you know what's interesting?
At the little brother.
That's right. And I walk in a Nordstrom and I'll look at a suit and I'll be like, that's a really nice suit. I'll see it in 2 months. Because that's how it works. They all go to the rack. Mm. That's a really nice pair of shoes. I'll see them in about 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
They all get there.
They all, everything makes its way to the rack, all right? Just remember that. Everything's out of, and you know
well,
what's
you
crazy?
You can time that, though.
Well, you know what's crazy? Is like, I'm not, maybe it's Paris Fashion Week or whatever, but at no point has anybody, any suit in my eyes ever been out of style. I mean, there are some that are just ugly, but like, never have I been like, well, that's a suit that you can't wear in 2026. Like, what does that even mean anymore? Yet they put it on sale because they're like, this was last season's suit. So it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Also, I get no kickback for this, but I would like to let you both know that Devil Wears Prada, the sequel, comes out May 1st, and they put out the trailer last night. It was very good. It's just a
I heard the original's an all-timer.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a guy movie?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just asking.
It's a great movie for everybody.
Is it
a family-friendly movie?
No, I've seen
with
it.
With Anne Hathaway and
Meryl Streep.
Yeah. Yes.
It's got some moments.
It's not about fashion. It's about power.
Okay.
That's how I tell myself that I can watch the movie.
And as Cersei Lannister taught us, power is power.
Power is power.
Power is power.
First, you got to get the money. Then you get the power.
That's right.
You're a heavy rom-com guy. It seems like that's kind of your lane.
I have not seen a good rom-com in a long time.
Oh, they're dying for one.
They stopped making good movies. Okay, sidebar. I saw this on Twitter, and it really interests me. The movie Grown Ups. Where do you guys stand on it?
How many have there been now?
Just three? The first one. I'm just talking about the first one. What did you think of it? You remember Adam Sandler and all the good
guys? I get them mixed up now. They're pretty good.
Somebody was telling me the second one was really good.
Well, so I read something online and it made me feel so like out of touch. It was like, there are people out there that actually think this movie's funny. And I was like, wait a minute, that's me. I'm that people. Yeah, like, well,
I thought it was good. Was that Sandler and...
That was like the last
Chris whole, Rock.
It's all of them.
Yeah, it's all of them.
Kevin James, Spade, it's all of them.
I enjoyed it.
That, the other guys with Will Ferrell. And
that's not a rom-com.
No, but I'm just saying that era is when they stopped making good rom-coms, good comedies. They haven't made a good thing since. They haven't made, name one good comedy that's come out in the last 5 years. You can't. Groundhog's Day.
Well, that's a classic from a long time ago.
Comes out every day.
I don't know. That's a great, Maddie goes to the theater, but he doesn't go to see comedies usually.
You don't.
He goes to see like the Marvels and all that
stuff. Yeah, I'm into that. Yeah, action movies. I can't do any scary movies. But yeah, I'll go to the movie theater by myself. I'm that guy.
I'm
that guy.
There's nothing more liberating.
And I think I told you guys this though. Maybe Aaron, I don't know if I told you this. When I do go to the movies by myself, what I do is I will buy an aisle seat and then I will also purchase the seat next to me. That way no one sits next to me in the movie theater.
That's a little much.
That's what I do though.
Where are you going on Saturday night?
No, it doesn't matter where.
Because I would think if you're going in the middle of the day or on your day off or whatever, there'd be plenty of
seats. It's just a thing about me having plenty of room with nobody crunching popcorn in my ear.
You have to buy seats no matter when you go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is a good question. You're onto something here, Rothman.
Yeah.
Okay, so say it's an empty movie theater.
Uh-huh.
Say you get somebody
and you've got your seat, and there's all the other seats in the theater open, and this guy purchases the seat right next to you, are you getting up and moving?
He won't have the that option.
You're going to buy on both sides?
No, so I buy the aisle seat. Like, so the left is where the staircase is, and to my right, I buy that seat.
Okay, so what if he sits one over to that seat?
I won't move.
An entire movie theater, you've got 80 chairs.
And I mean, you guys would be kind of odd. Yeah, I think that would kind of freak him out a little bit if they had an empty theater and the guy bought the seat two next to him.
I'm going to find out the next time Maddie's going to the movies by himself.
The bad thing about the aisle, though, and maybe because the worst thing is having to go to the bathroom in the middle of a movie. Like, that's at a theater. Yeah, you're going to miss 3 minutes. Yeah, like, that's tough. Bad. But people are going to be walking over you.
That's fine. I can deal with that. But I just don't want anybody next to me crunching their Reese's Pieces and all that stuff.
You know they have an app that tells you when you can go pee during a movie?
Yeah.
Isn't that genius?
I did not know
that. Yeah, so, like, if you're going to see a new movie, it'll be like, hey, you're going to miss 3 minutes here. You're not missing anything.
What if it's not, as I say, a splash and go? What if it's the big boy? Do they have an app for that?
I don't think you... I mean, unless you can do it in 3 minutes, I don't know that they have a time.
I know. I just want to know.
I don't know that there's a movie on Earth you can miss 20 minutes.
There's a good chunk you can miss. This would be the time to go.
If there's a movie out there that says, yeah, take 20 minutes break, you shouldn't be at that movie.
I think you may have said something that is probably dead on as far as research goes, that there hasn't been a classic comedy made in the last 5 years. I'm looking at like the best comedies like this decade.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are you looking at?
Nothing like 2020 or newer. Like, he may be right.
The last good comedy movie actor, like, new was Paul Rudd. And when Paul Rudd, like, this is 40 and that stuff stopped, that was it. They were out.
He's good in Ant-Man.
I was quoting I Love You, Man, to these guys last week.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, but it didn't hit.
No.
I know. It's all right.
He's more worried about who's sitting next to him than the actual movie he's watching.
I didn't know. Okay, so, but most of the time when you're going to these movies by yourself, what, like, days of the week and times are you going?
They're usually, like, Sundays.
Okay.
Outside of football season.
All right, that's a movie day.
I'll go on Sundays. But, that's probably not a great trait that I have. But
why?
It's just a comfort thing for me, going to the movie theater. I just like a little peace around me, you know?
It's a tough balance. You're going out there into the public, and you're going to a movie theater, and you can't control everything. That's amazing.
I think
you'd pick the times where the theater is just, like, empty.
Yeah, go on, like, a Wednesday morning. Yeah,
Wednesday morning?
He's prepping for the show. Maybe after the show.
Just take the day. He'll be fine. He'll figure it out.
We got to find the best comedy in the last 5 years.
I'm sure some people in the chat are...
I don't know.
I'm looking. Let us know, chat.
I don't see a lot of them.
It doesn't exist. They haven't made a comedy, and it's insane.
What else is going on? I know that... you gave me an uncredited, speaking of movies, I'm getting an uncredited role in your trying to talk to Vrabel's former teammates.
I am. It's very nice.
How many of you contacted?
You know when the stuff at the end rolls and it goes real fast and like nobody actually stays and watches it? You'll get that.
That's where his name will be?
Yeah. No, I think it's uncredited. I don't think I'm even in it.
Oh, well, I can credit
you. So who we got?
Getting ready to talk to Coop here in about 18 minutes. I'm excited on that one.
Eddie, Joey, Bobby, Orlando, Pepe Pearson, Stan Jackson.
All of them.
Ty Howard, I get Sean Springs. Like, where are we? Matt Finkus.
I'm trying.
Lorenzo Styles. What am I?
I'm trying to get you.
I can get you Jimmy Bell right now. I mean,
them all lined up at the door here.
I mean, forgot about 6 days.
Well, I've been working on it for a couple of days. I didn't call you in until I needed you. All right,
but you got one.
I went to the bullpen and I said, "All right, I need a little help on this one." All right,
I'll call the old guy.
Yeah.
All right. Good to see you.
Hey.
Let's get some winter socks. Let's find the ones that don't squeeze the blood out of the
Get those ankles out of here, man.
We'll find you something.
All right, I appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
That's our friend Adam King from 10 TV. I didn't ask you. I wanted to ask you the vital
question.
Can you stick around for one more second?
Of course. Okay, there we go.
Because I've got a kind of a reporting wish list I want to ask you about. Give you two options. You got to choose one.
Yeah.
That's next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Big Voice Guy here to remind you that you're listening to The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. Okay, thanks. I have 3 more seconds. Bye-bye.
Take
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
I have a special announcement. Common Man and Timmy is the most listened to radio show in the state of Ohio. Coming in at number two, Common Sense. You should listen anyway.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
I'm Leslie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
.com.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Ohio Heating and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Anthony once ran the table on the World 9 Ball Champion. Coincidentally, Maddie is out looking for a Magic 8 Ball. Signs point to this is Rothman and Ice.
All right, Buckeye Bulletin time.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Buy four windows and get four free plus an extra 10% off from windownation.com.
All right, Adam King still with us from 10 TV. Let me get out my personal gambling algorithm here. What is your best guess, both of you, on the percentage chance that Ohio State makes the big dance?
So Friday when we left, AK, I think we were around, what, 65%? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say after the loss this weekend, that is now down to, let's go 55%. What's your guess, Adam King?
I'm excited. I hope you ask me this question next Monday, because I think right now I'm probably around 60%.
Okay.
Something tells me with the 1 o'clock noon or 1 o'clock game Sunday at the Shot,
Michigan,
they could get them. And it's going to take the best effort. But if they win that game, then I will be 100% that they're in the tournament.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, 99.9.
Well,
because it gives them.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the one thing they haven't lost any games that they're not supposed to lose. They just haven't won. They don't need one quality win.
Well, yes, but I agree with you. But they need wins against teams they're fighting with to get in. That's why the Wisconsin loss was so tough. I know it was on the road.
Yeah,
but Wisconsin. They're going to get Whiskey and Indiana again and again, and they got to win. USC, like when I think about Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio State, USC, even UCLA, like they're all fighting to get in, and so that's why Indiana probably had the best weekend because they beat UCLA and Ohio State lost. So two teams that they were fighting against, they got a little bit of a half point. By the way, it's 56.5%.
Okay,
right.
Okay,
now.
I would say this
or Virginia.
Oh, no,
what if they beat Virginia?
Yes.
They don't have to beat Michigan.
Or they get Purdue at home, I believe, right before the tournament. Like, just win one of those games and then win the games you're expected to win and you're in.
All right, here's my question to you.
All right, here's my answer.
If I gave you the opportunity to go on assignment to cover Ohio State basketball in the Big Dance or the Blue Jackets in the playoffs, what would you prefer?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Thankfully, they don't happen at the same time.
But I'm only giving you, this is, if you had a choice.
I think, depending on, like, if Ohio State's an 11 seed, I think you would have to take the Blue Jackets. It's such a unique run right now for this team. It's such a, you know, if they build all the way back up and this continues after the Olympic break and they keep winning. I mean, they're 9 of the last 10. The energy, it's one of the best stories in the NHL. You have to go there. And then maybe if the Buckeyes, you don't win those first two games, then you got to go, you know, you hope that never happens. If we're doing journalism things, though, can I steal real quick? I've had this for about a month now, and I have not heard a word from Mr. Coley over here.
Uh-oh.
And one of my favorite...
You're going to do a story on the sports bras.
No. Heart monitors.
Yes,
that
yes.
look like sports bras that all your players wear.
You're doing that story. You're stealing it from
So him. Here's the best part. I'm in the press conference. What was this, Cole? What game was this? UCLA, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
We're in the press conference, and I'm going to grab the mic, and Cole grabs the mic. Not in, like, a fighting way. I mean, he threw a punch, but I didn't do anything. And so he grabs the mic, and he grabs his little phone, and he's got his phone like this, and he's waiting to be called on. Okay. Like, what in the world is on his phone? So I take my phone, and I zoom in with my camera. And you know what it says? Questions for Jake. And it is all structured out. Yeah. There's 9 different questions. It's all bullet pointed.
Getting a one-on-one?
In my life, I have never laughed so hard. I'm like, this man is so prepared for this press conference after UCLA. He's not having a question. No wonder he's asking about the sports bras. He's got it written down. Question. It was headered. He headered a note app on his phone. That is just such good journalism. I was so
that's good work.
So proud of him.
So that's not what you told me the first time that you acknowledged it.
That's right. It was absolutely embarrassing, and I can't believe that he did it. There's the real answer.
How many of the 9 did he get in?
One. He got one.
I was going to say. Yeah.
How do you decide
pick your best one
of all the questions which you're going to ask?
I guess I have him prioritized.
Oh. You know what?
No, not only that, he hasn't prioritized.
Good for him.
This one comes to my questions for Anthony folder. No, I'm kidding. But the reason that I do it, and I'll give you this, because I didn't even tell you this part. I was saving this for the radio. I'll be 100% honest with you. I turned my brightness all the way down because I knew where Adam was.
Amazing.
I knew he would be over my shoulder.
Amazing.
Then when the mic got passed to me, I had to turn my brightness up to read it.
Yes.
And so
I think that's why it caught my eye. I'm like, what is he doing? He's got the mic. They're waiting. I'm like, what is he doing on his phone? I'm like, he's reading his phone.
Power ranking his
questions. Was reading my notes.
Okay.
I was reading my notes. And then after the question, I put my phone down, and then at the end of the press conference, I look up, and I see Adam texted you and Nicole Shear, and I'm like, I already know what he just did. I know exactly. He's standing, like, caddy corner behind me to the right. I'm like, he's looking right over my shoulder. I know exactly what he saw. I turned off my brightness and then had to turn it back on when it was my turn to talk, so that way I could have my notes handy in case I needed them. Because that's why I have them, is just so in case I forget what I'm asking, I can just look down.
Did also, you read it off the phone, or did you memorize it and then put the phone down and ask the question?
It's kind of just like, if I need to look at it, I have it there. Because here's the number one reason that I do it. The number one reason that I write down my questions, as amateur as that is because if I don't, then I'm only going to be thinking about my question while everybody else is asking questions and while he's answering questions, which means I'm not listening to his answer. And I don't want to be the guy who asks them a question that he just answered because I was too busy just repeating
Wow.
That's you
know
a what? Rough one.
I don't know if you have an applause drop, but now, I don't think it's amateur to do that. I just thought it was funny because of how it was all laid out and scripted for yourself. I thought that
because
was
it was entitled Questions
yes,
for Jake.
Yes, it had a title and everything. But
I think it's the amount that kind of gets me.
Now, the way that I structure my press conference question is I want it to be a conversation based off of what he's just said to the last 9 people, because that's obviously, you know, going to steer how, you know, the importance.
You're formulating your question
based on what he's
off
saying.
Off of the others.
Yes. Okay. And so, but I do think that there's a world. Like, if you want to ask the sports bra question, you can get so wrapped up in all these other questions and wrapped up in the game. But if you want to ask that, having it written down, hey, I'm going to ask this question, I have no problem with that. Yeah. I just thought it was great that it was bolded, exclamation mark. It said questions for Jake Diebler. It had his middle name in there. I thought it was a little much, but, you know, it was great. Last night, we were at the Ohio State women's basketball game, and I had the mic, and I finished my question, and I looked at Nicole, and she kind of nodded her head, and then I texted her. I said, do you have any questions for McGuff?
I came from the era of pagers.
Ooh.
And I was once in a memorial tournament press conference with Jack in the theater, and I was paged to ask a question for a news reporter that couldn't attend. Mm. I don't ask questions from any other people anymore.
You're an artist.
I was undressed from this question. I didn't think the question was awful, but it was when his son Gary got a sponsor exemption into the tournament. And one of the reporters wanted to know who Jack hoped would play better this week, he or his son. And I asked it.
What kind of a stupid question is that?
Like, I started to slide in that chair like this. Never again. Even though on the basis, I didn't think it was an awful question.
No. Those guys are not in his league.
Exactly. That was never going to happen.
Never again.
All right. Good to see you, my man. Let's get you some winter socks, and we'll see you soon.
Hey, this is always the best part of my Monday. It's a pleasure.
It's a bargain at this price. That's for sure for us. Thanks.
I'm going to sneeze.
Go for it. We'll come back with our friend Ian Fitzsimmons. And we'll ask him about buying the Seahawks. Maybe he's one of them. We'll talk to him next. Rothman Knights on the Fan.
If you haven't thought about Buckeye football today, I'm sorry to tell you that you're dead. Our condolences. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Would you enjoy...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Ohio State women's basketball moved up to 9th in the AP Top 25, its highest ranking of the year. Buckeyes 20-3 and visit number 24 Washington Thursday at 9, then Oregon Sunday at 3. NFL, Cleveland.com's Mary Kay Cabot reported the Browns are interviewing former Ravens assistant coach Daniel Stern for their associate head coach position, which would reunite him with new Browns head coach Todd Monken. The former Ravens OC and new Browns head coach will be introduced to the media Tuesday at noon. NHL, the Red Hot Blue Jackets, 8-1 under head coach Rick Bonus, are off tonight. They'll visit the Devils next on Tuesday at 7. NBA, Cavs are also off before visiting the Clippers Wednesday at 10:30. This update sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and I feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
All right, Super Bowl week starts now. The hype begins for us. And for this man who's with us, our friend Ian Fitzsimmons, whose bro is on the squad. And we've talked about this with him last week. And we think that we got to keep doing it. Our guy is with us now on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. My man, how you feeling?
I'm going to be a hot mess until there are 3 zeros on the clock, dude. I mean, I never dreamed this would happen. You know, he's been on some horrendous teams. He got robbed of advancing in the playoffs with a phantom DPI call when he was with the Lions at the Cowboys. You guys might remember that one. I'm still pissed off about it. That is probably my biggest beat ever, outside of the toe was in the damn crease Game 3 against the Caps. We all know it, and we should have won it. That's a close second, but you know, family trumps my beloved Blue Jackets. So that one still hacks me off. So I didn't know if we'd ever get this close to a Super Bowl, much less get to one. And I'm sure you guys saw the video of me crying like a freaking baby. My brother called me out on ESPN radio going, it was like the end of Steel Magnolias when we were like 12. I mean, the dude was freaking, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, you're going to the Super Bowl. He's like, yeah, let's go get some pizza.
There's no crying in football. No, I saw it and I thought it was great. It was, I think what's interesting to me, you can explain more because I just saw this, that the Seahawks, I think this is an unbelievable story. The fact that the Seahawks are expected to be sold after Super Bowl 60. So I didn't know that Paul Allen had appointed his sister, who's the controlling owner now, I guess the last 7-8 years, right, as the trustee of his estate after he died. So for the people who are listening that don't know this, so he owns the Seahawks, the Trailblazers, part of the MLS team out there. And he said that when he died, that he wanted his team sold eventually, and they're giving all of it to charity. Like, at least that's what it says. The billions, he's obviously very philanthropic, And the guy's given billions of dollars to education and wildlife and environmental conservation and the arts and healthcare and everything. I mean, he and his little classmate buddy, Bill Gates, you know, they created something, which it was, right? It was a childhood friend. How lucky can you imagine having that, those two guys just back in the mid-70s saying, you know what, this...
that guy in my life?
This computer's got quite a future. So what is... Have you, you've heard this story that they're going to be sold after the game or try to be sold?
Yeah, when I was out there for the NFC Championship game, I'd heard it in rumbles, but... I haven't seen it put to paper. I haven't seen it, absolutely confirmed. But if that is all true, I mean, you're talking about billions and billions of dollars that are going. Hell, if he donated like 1/10 of it, I mean, that's $1 billion. So because they're going to be sold for right around $10 billion. I mean, I'm guessing. You know, I mean, if we got, you know, the Lakers went for it, and the NBA isn't even close to the NFL, but it is the Lakers. That's why that price was inflated. What'd they go for? Like right at 10.
I think the valuation was 10, yeah.
Yeah, so if the Lakers are going for that, you take NFL in a Super Bowl appearance, right? And the way John Snyder, the GM, look, that man's gone to what? He's been the GM there since 2000. And I think he's made the playoffs in 11 of his last 17 or 18 years. The dude traded Russell Wilson to the Broncos, which led to two first-round picks that have both hit, including left tackle Charles Cross, right? So he has made moves that have been remarkable. Taking Jackson Smith and Jigba, who everyone said, oh, he's undersized. Why are you taking him that high? How'd that work out, partner? I mean, so it's it starts there, and he ain't going anywhere, man. I mean, he loves it in Seattle, and Snyder ain't going anywhere. So you had all that in. I mean, just 1/10 of that is incredible if they were to actually do it. So that goes to show you that there still are some good people in this world.
Mm-hmm. All right, Fitzy, I am taking Drake May and Sam Darnold off the board. Who in your mind, without the quarterbacks being available, can be the MVP of the Super Bowl this Sunday? No Drake May, no Sam Darnold. You know how this works. The quarterbacks are probably going to win it. But give me a guy, Seattle or on New England side, that you think can win the Super Bowl MVP.
The Pats are harder, but if you come and when you go to Seattle, I think it's the guy I just mentioned. Jackson Smith and Jigba. He's on fire, you know. And after the game, I asked, this is the only time my brother and I ever talked ball, because it's hard for him having a brother in the national media. I mean, it's the first question a lot of interviews that he gets is like, so your brother works at ESPN. He's like, all right, let's just get this out of the way. So. But he loves JSN. And I'm going to have to cough here for a second, boys. Hang on 1 second.
Ooh, we got a sneeze in the last second. We got a cough. We got it all covered.
Did you turn
to the left, though?
Yep. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment, because you can hear this guy.
I think there's a scenario where JSN, where Darnold has a big game and he doesn't win the MVP. It's a tough scenario. But a large chunk of everything he throws would have to go to his number one wideout, which it very well could. It could be who gets the award. I mean, he led the NFL in receiving during the regular season, and so he was the most consistent guy that he has. Now, here's the other thing you would ask. Is there a precedent for receivers winning Super Bowl MVP in recent years? And I'm looking at, of the last 10 Super Bowl MVPs, Maddie's correct, 7 were QBs. 1 was a defensive player. 2 were wide receivers. Were the last 2 non-quarterbacks to win the award. Can you name them?
2 were not wide
receivers. 2 receivers were the last 2 non-QBs to win the award. So 7 were QBs, 1 was a defensive player, and 2 were receivers. Hmm. You guys come up with these 2 of the last 10 Super Bowl MVPs?
I tell you the defense.
I got no idea.
All right. How about this? I'll give you the teams. Zero. Pats and Rams.
Oh, Edelman for sure.
Edelman's 1. Cup. And Cooper Kupp is the other. Yeah. So it can happen.
By the way, still getting it done in Seattle.
Yes, he is. He's sneaky for sure. What about K-9, though? Like, he's been...
Kenneth Walker?
Yes. Yeah. I'd rather go maybe... Because if he gets in the end zone a couple, 3 times, then...
Yeah, I can rock with that.
It could be worth it, because,
if K-9 gets in the end zone 3 times...
Yeah,
then that'll
do it.
That's confetti, and I will fly to Columbus, Ohio, in studio and do the entire show with you guys. If K-9 hits the end zone 3 times,
okay, Got you on record, Fitzy. Love it. You got to do that anyway one day.
I'm losing my voice here. I got to do a show tonight.
Hold on,
boys.
Man. Go get you some hot tea.
As far as the Pats, yeah. I'd go Diggs. I actually have steroids, which, yeah.
Get yourself a good Z-pack.
Steroid pack. I'm serious. No, these things, like, bring your voice back within, like, an hour. It's incredible. So
what is that, Zithromax or something like that? I've been on that.
I don't know. My doc gave them to me. I've only had to use it once. But, now you guys got me terrified coming on here with you. How about Stephon Diggs? I mean, he's been kind of sneaking under the weeds right now. And if I got to go, it's going to be an offensive guy. I mean, if Mike Vrabel doesn't get the MVP over Tom Brady when they won down in Houston against the Eagles, there's never going to be another defensive player that takes on the MVP.
Well, I like your call about Diggs only for this reason. It's tough to pick a guy on the Patriots just because Seattle's defense has been so good. But I have been watching the Seattle defense give up some yards. Now, that was to Puka. And so, as good as their secondary's been, they haven't completely shut down elite guys. Like, Puka was awesome against them. And if the Patriots can get him going, then he is... Matt, you'll have to check the odds on that. He might be somewhere in the vicinity of 50-1. I'll have to check that on Diggs. Okay.
Look, yeah. that's worth $10. Yeah. $10 gets you 500, boys.
Yeah, it's just like, you know why the odds are the way they are. A, they don't think that New England's going to win the game, and the MVP will come from the winner. But if New England does pull it off, that would be a way to try to do it. My man, all right, we'll get you rested. And we'll get you back next Monday to talk all about it. By the way, the risk is that you will have less of a voice next Monday than you will today.
Hey, if they win, I can promise you that's the case. And steroids will be popped. But well in advance of coming back on with you boys. But I appreciate it. It's been a hell of a ride. And I can't wait to get out there. I dread Radio Row, but I'll be there Wednesday and Thursday. And the suits of ESPN, I've actually. Because my entire family gets out there on Friday, gave me Friday off, which was pure class. Mm. So can't wait. And boys, one more, and I'm a hot mess all over again.
There we go. Beautiful. All right, safe travel, check in, and we'll be bugging you. Thanks, pal.
Hey, if you want me on Friday, hit me because I'm off. So then the flame of the doesn't land till later. If you need me, come on.
Beautiful.
Thanks, appreciate you.
You got it. All right, cement that. That's our friend Ian Fitzsimmons, ESPN. College football sideline reporter and national radio host. We'll come back. Mike Vrabel on his quarterback's health now that we're at Super Bowl week. You'll hear it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan.
Hollywood Casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Tyvis Powell is a contradiction. He'll police the food you have on your plate and shame you into dieting. Also, he has a burner Uber Eats account so his wife doesn't know what he's eating. T-Bone and Tyvis.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Scattered snow showers on and off today, otherwise increasing clouds with highs finally getting in the upper 20s, although we can still feel like we are below zero with that wind chill. For tonight, chances of flurries linger, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the 20s. And then for Tuesday, we'll have some more scattered snow showers possible, otherwise cloudy skies and highs finally getting up right around the freezing mark. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
We are your radio home for the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. We may have a bit of a football problem.
Oh, yeah.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Rothman and Ice present Three Snap Reads.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy today at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
All right, Ice, a little Bet365 time.
Let's get into it, because at Bet365, great deals are waiting for you, folks. If you're a new customer at Bet365, listen closely, because all you're going to have to do is you're going to bet $5. Soon after that, folks, you're getting $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So don't mess around. Take advantage of these deals right now, and then go ahead and turn that $200 into something bigger and better when you bet on total spreads, money lines, or player props. It is Super Bowl week. So watch out for the Daily Boost, the Super Boost they got going on. Some really cool stuff cooking up over at Bet365 right now, AR.
All right. So, yeah, I'm not going to go too much into the Super Bowl now, although I am thinking about a couple different teases with the Hawks. I can't. So I either want to be conservative and tease the Hawks down to -2.5, the Seattle Seahawks, and or... And this is the heavier lean, and I'll have to see the odds on this because I'll get much better odds. Or just tease the Seahawks to giving 6.5.
Okay.
And just having them win by a touchdown, go all in on them. Mm-hmm. Vegas is pretty good at this stuff. They still have it at 4.5. And certainly it's across that key number of 3. But if you really believe in Seattle, like I have, then I think teasing them to 6.5 might be the play here.
See the vision.
And get plus money on that. As far as an NBA play tonight, tell me what you think about. It's kind of gone but not forgotten. It's been in the league for a lot of years. The Pacers are home tonight. T.J. McConnell's over-under is 7.5. He hit for 16 at Atlanta last Monday. He was at 8 against the Bulls on Wednesday. He doesn't shoot enough threes for me to really be comfortable with this. But if he gets 18, 19 minutes, I think I can get him over 7.5.
Okay. This could be a tough night if, you know, Amen Thompson locks in on him. That dude's a hell of a defender. But it's not a lot to ask for McConnell. So I can roll with you on that. I can roll with you on that.
I'm going to play the over 7.5.
I'm going to stay with you on that game, though, because I like one of the best bet boosts right now. And it's Jabari Smith Jr., Pascal Siakam, and Reed Shepard to all have at least 3 assists in the game. And the juice on that is plus 500. So I'm going to rock with that. Jabari Smith Jr., Pascal Siakam, Reed Shepard, all 3 plus assists in the game over there in Indy tonight. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
We might be getting lulled into this, woe is the Patriots, and the guys that are missing practice, and Drake May's shoulder, and his health.
Both quarterbacks are banged up right now, right? Sam's got this oblique thing that he's been dealing with the last few weeks, and you just mentioned what's going on with Drake.
A couple of defensive guys, too, for the Pats. Robert Spillane and Harold Landry both missed Friday's practice. And
Spillane's a big one. If he can't go, he's a solid player.
And Vrabel's been pretty vague when he was asked about whether they would play Sunday. Okay. And all he's been saying is, well, all I can tell you is they didn't practice today, which is the right answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's not crazy serious, that's all he can say. He says, I don't know what's going to happen with this many days left. Now, let's hear what he has to say about his quarterback, Drake May, and that shoulder.
Drake was officially listed with a shoulder injury on the report yesterday. Can you share if that was something he was dealing with previously, re-aggravated?
No, because then he would have been listed on the injury report before then.
What is your level of concern on that?
Not much. I try not to have a whole lot of concern. I just want to try to prepare the football team and make sure that everybody's ready and that we all have a plan, and, you know, not to surprise anybody and make sure that our guys are focusing on the first and second down plan. I know that's, you know, we've tried to map out the week here or week and a half and not look at the end of it, but focus on what we can do today, you know, try to learn our opponent and be ready for first and second down.
All right. Well, Josh Dobbs, you're up now. Tommy DeVito, you're up.
I would say that him missing practice, you know, he hadn't missed a practice all season before Friday, but they had the 2 weeks to prep and all that. And this is about managing this the best you can. Yeah. He may not be 100%. I don't know if anyone's truly going to be 100%
at this point.
Right? It is key, though. And when May was asked about it, he's like, well, that's what you have athletic trainers for. I'm going to do whatever I can. Yeah. So I don't know. The only way this comes into play is if you see the line move, then you know something's iffy. Mm-hmm. And also, if he gets hit and he likes to run, exposing him in this game, he could start the game at 85-90%, and then if he gets rocked or gets hit on a
maybe
throw,
even lands on that shoulder, those things.
Then
are,
you got an issue.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you mentioned what he can do with his legs. He's an absolute weapon. Like, that has got to be kind of spooky for Seattle to deal with, because he can just, he's not really a home run hitter as far as like electric speed, but he's got enough to where he can really do some damage. And we've seen that in a couple games throughout the playoffs. I mean, he's got 10 carries in two of the three playoff games right now. So that's a big part of their offense. And so will he be as, you know, aggressive and wanting to get downhill with his legs, knowing that he's dealing with that shoulder, right? Like, obviously, this is just a you get out of bounds, you get down at all costs type of thing. But he's going to play. How effective he'll be, we'll just have to wait and see. But on the other side, it has been impressive to see how Sam Darnold's fought through this oblique injury. I mean, that core injury for a quarterback, that is, man, I can't imagine how painful that's got to be throughout the week. So his getting up for these games and playing, especially the way that he played in that Rams game. I mean, he went.
He's not flinching, man.
He went.
He's not.
Punch for punch, band for band with Stafford, man. And this guy right now is really, really playing at a high level. And so, yeah, you got two guys right now, like you said. Nobody at this point is 100%, but this is a Super Bowl, man. You just got to go out there and gut it out.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of those guys now that's four quarters away from athletic immortality, winning a Super Bowl. Now, I know there's a difference between wanting to and being able to. They all want to. And he'll get another pain shot, right? He'll get another injection before he got him before these games, and he's been okay. So he was, let's see, limited participant both days this week, has been the case on every injury report they've released since the injury. I think this is, the 2 weeks has got to help ease some of that pain. Sure, yeah. And this is more about, does something happen in the game where he's exposed and gets hit? And the same thing with May. But I think you're right to bring up, even though he has hit the equivalent of a home run, I think May's ran for 35-yarder or something like that, and a 30-yarder. Like, he can't
hit. He's got that. Yeah,
he has that.
He could definitely hurt you. Yeah.
And it's such a big deal for them to keep the chains moving if they can't with Ramondre and Travion. Like, they're going to need that. Mm-hmm. They're going to need his legs. But that's why you have 2 weeks.
Tell you what, man, that Sam Darnold contract, the way that's looking right now, that's looking like one of the best deals in the league. I mean, you signed this guy to a 3-year, $100 million contract. That's good GMing right there. I mean, your quarterback's gotten you to the Super Bowl, and he's averaging, what, about $33 million? You know, there's a lot of...
How much of that was guaranteed?
60-ish.
Half of it?
60-ish, okay. Maybe somewhere around there. But yeah, I mean, that... The story is cool, right? This guy, because a lot of people had given up on this guy. And like I said, that last game for me, AR, showed a ton. Because in the first playoff game for them, the numbers weren't as... He didn't have to be the guy that he was against the Rams. So now he's coming into this game with confidence. And his team obviously has confidence in him already. But to get into that type of fight with probably the guy that's going to win the MVP and go up and down the field with his arm the way that he did, that's big time stuff.
Yeah, and it's easy for me to say that this is more than money. Like, this, obviously the guy's set forever.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
$100 million,
right?
Like, he's going to be good. Set forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that you don't want to leave tens of millions of dollars on the table.
Yeah.
But the timing of this was real for him. I think the year he had with the Vikes was good enough to a point, because most of these teams that are looking at guys that are $100 million quarterbacks, they are eyeing the postseason and beyond. While the regular season is important to get you to the table, that what his kryptonite was the Rams. And now watching him roll left and throw across his body with accuracy And I, what I noticed in the last game with Sam Darnold, more than anything I've noticed in his career, he feels very comfortable in being patient now. He was checking down a lot. He was taking what they were giving. He really, and then when he needs to thread the needle, he's got the confidence to do it because he's already in a rhythm.
Yeah, and I think that comes in time, right? Just the time on task in the league and the experience and when the game slows down for you and just making those sound and clear-minded decisions as the quarterback and not trying to do too much.
Like, you got the roster to do that.
Correct. Like, you can see for a guy that's talented in C.J. Stroud, the game for him right now, especially in the postseason, just seems like it was just way too fast. Like, things were just happening way too fast. So you got to go through that and say, Darnold had to wait his time, and now it seems like he's got most of this thing figured out.
Four quarters for both these guys just sets the storylines are great on both sides. We'll come back in 2 minutes. Your team, the Ravens, look like they're making an addition to their coaching staff. We'll get to that, and also the head coaches now as we re-rank the NFL. Rothman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Anthony once got Jack Nicklaus to quote the movie Caddyshack.
So he's got that going for him.
The last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook.
Which is nice. You're listening to Rossman and Ice.
Let's go while we're young.
All right, so our boy Shefty reporting that the Ravens are expected, well, now they have, hire Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver, the Dream Weaver, as your new DC.
Yeah.
So he was with you guys a few years ago.
He was in the building over there at the castle. I like it. I like this, but it sounds like it's one of those things they are where
he didn't get the other jobs.
Well, he was in the, I think he was a finalist in Pittsburgh and maybe somewhere else. Yeah. But yeah, it's one of those deals to where Jesse Minter's going to call the plays, but he's the defensive coordinator in title.
A non-play calling role.
Correct, which is not a bad gig, honestly. You know, on game day, coach, you got
it. It's kind of like I look at now, like in college football, you can hire. Remember when the three of us had that conversation, like, I wonder if Ohio State's got room for another coach? And now I'm thinking, you know, it's all unlimited as long as they're not going to go recruit.
Yeah.
Like, you probably have as many guys as you want.
Yeah. No doubt. So, yeah.
Like, as long as you want to spend that money.
Correct. And so we hired our offensive coordinator, Declan Doyle. Sounds like a movie great character. Name. This dude's 29 years old. Same age as Lamar. So, Jesse Minter, he's getting his staff together. Minter is coming over there in Baltimore.
Declan Doyle. What TV show or movie would a Declan Doyle
be? Like a cop. Like a cop.
Do you guys know who Harry Doyle is?
Yeah.
A free lunch. Harry for either Doyle. One of you guys, don't look at the YouTube chat. A free lunch for either one of you guys if
help
you know
out,
the character
out,
Harry Doyle.
Oh, it's a character.
It was a character in a movie.
In a movie.
Harry Doyle.
Yeah. If I give you the actor's name, you would probably get it.
You're forgetting who you're talking to. At least me.
Again, I got one Night at the Museum 2 reference, and you think I'm some ringer for all of these questions.
No, I got nothing. Right.
Harry Doyle,
actor,
was the character that Bob Uecker played in Major League. He was the play-by-play man, Harry Doyle.
Okay.
Just a bit outside.
There you go.
Phenomenal movie.
Did it ring a bell?
No. Yeah. I mean, that does.
If I would have said Bob Uecker, would you have gotten the movie?
Yes. Okay. I think so. Right. I would have known. I would have been able to like see the scene in my head. Okay. I would have had like a million baseball movies kind of like pinballing around in my head.
That was the old Harry Doyle. Okay. It's a high. We're in such a weird era right now with all these coaches because nobody expected John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin to be moving on.
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He's a Bengals fan and he's just sick to his stomach. He doesn't understand how Zach Taylor is still coaching.
Last man standing.
He can't wrap his mind around it right now. And I was trying to talk him off the ledge a little bit. I'm like, look, it's the contract. It's the contract. You know how your ownership gets down. Mm-hmm. They're not very, you know, they don't like to throw a lot of money around that they don't deem valuable, and they're not seeing that money out there on the sidelines or on the field doing a job.
Didn't I ask one of our guys whether it was
Jay Morrison or Paul Daner Jr., guys that really cover Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And I remember asking both of them, does Joe love him, Burrow? And they both said, yeah. Like, I think he gets a pretty strong vote from Burrow, because mostly what the Bengals are probably saying is, this is more of a bad health quarterback era we're in with Joe versus bad coaching.
Oh, and Joe, like, he has to be comfortable within the offensive system that he's in, too, because it's been very fruitful for him, right? And he's been, you know, crowned as one of the best quarterbacks in the entire sport, being, you know, inside of a Zach Taylor offense that is high-flying, it's exciting. Points is not a problem for them down there. So I would not be surprised at all if ownership called up number nine and was like, hey, how are you feeling about this? I'm sure he went to bat for Zach Taylor. I would if I were the quarterback. Now, the defensive players, some of those guys may feel a little bit different, but if you're the quarterback and Zach Taylor is your head coach, you got to be feeling pretty good about your side of the ball and what you guys do on Sundays.
Listen, Justin Jefferson just went on a podcast and he was talking about, I mean, the headline that's being plucked out of there and just put up there is that we would have done a lot better if Sam Darnold would have stayed. Like, no, he was stating a fact. Like, with the way their quarterback situation has been, with McCarthy getting hurt on and off, mostly off, then of course they would have been better if Sam Darnold would have stayed.
Okay, now I need is there audio of this? Because
there is audio of it.
Because you're right. This is what happens. Now, you know, publications take a sentence or two out of it.
I can read it to you.
Okay.
I don't need it read back to me. Everyone knows the difficulty of the quarterback position this year, how we were dealt it. And it's impossible not to imagine the alternative. Having a quarterback that already had a season under his belt with us, knew the plays, knew the playbook, knew the players, throwing to me, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, all these guys, I definitely feel like we would have done better. But it is what it is. It's on to newer and better things, but I'm definitely happy and proud of him that he's able to reach it this year. They're asking about Darnold.
If I'm JJ McCarthy, I do not like hearing and reading that. That's not what you want to hear.
So what you're saying didn't need to volunteer that part of it?
Yeah.
Maybe he was asked about what if you still had Darnold, what would have happened?
Oh, man, you got to dance around that as much as you can.
His quarterback played 10 games.
No, I get that. Like, but talking glowingly like that if you're JJ, because the way that may hit JJ McCarthy is, like, damn.
Maybe,
like,
it should be reality is how it should hit him.
I'm not saying it shouldn't be. I think you're on to
that.
That right there, if you hear your teammates say that.
What's our analogy?
It kind of puts the blame at McCarthy's feet why they haven't been as successful this year.
Okay, so here's our
analogy. I can give it to you already.
I already have it.
Okay.
I
bet we come up with the exact same one.
I have it. This business is very subjective. Incredibly subjective.
I know exactly where you're going with this.
There's zero science to this. Zero, I think. I think you come in, you be you, I be me, he be, you know, that's how it works. And we try to be the show that we want to be. But there's no defense in that there are people out there that vote on certain things. Like, they got to copy the show. So last year we were somehow, I don't know, how would you view it? We were judged in a way where all these program directors around the country listened to different shows on different days. And we thought it was a joke, even though it wasn't April Fool's, when we were on our way to Radio Row and Fish is calling us five times and saying, you're not going to believe this, but they voted you guys the number one. And I'm like, okay, great. That's awesome. You'd rather be one than none. But you go to work the next day the same way you always have.
Yeah.
The difference would be if let's say we're not ranked this year, just subjectively. They listen to the one show one day that we, whatever. Hang on. Yes, exactly.
That guy over there.
But hang on. here's the difference. So let's say we're not ranked. We just didn't get ranked. We're in the top 20 this year. One last year, none this year.
Yeah.
Okay, we still go to work. And someone interviews you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how'd you feel about, you know, the year, you know?
And we start gassing up CB.
And yes.
I'm hyping CB.
And
like, hey.
I say, well, there's a chance we would have been ranked if we still had the old producer.
That's what I'm saying.
So is this the analogy?
That's a good analogy. That is a good analogy.
Is that the one you were thinking of?
100%.
Okay. And if you read those quotes from us, how would that feel?
How about this one?
Well, hold on real quick. How would that feel?
I would be worried about my job security.
So if Maddie would have said, everyone knows the difficulty of putting on a radio show every day and
how we had to deal with the change at producer. It's impossible not to imagine the alternative that having a producer that already has been on the show, that knew what we did, the bits we want to do, that knows the timing of it, knows me, knows Maddie. I definitely feel like we probably would have done better, but it is what it is.
Oh my God. I feel bad for JJ McCarthy a little bit after that. Because, like, seeing him again like that, I would not be able to get that out of my
mind. Here's what we'd have to add. Because my analogy was that McCarthy's on and off being injured. TLC would have to be sick for like a good 2 months on and off of this year. For that analogy to really fit.
I think you're giving
Justin... Not if he's here every day.
I disappear for 2 months ago on Love Island, and I come back, and all of a sudden it's like, man, that 2 months stint with CB felt pretty good.
See, Aaron, you're kind of giving Justin Jefferson a little bit of an out there with the... Like, I think that whole quote in itself is pretty tough to hear. Like, you don't think...
No, it is, but the problem is we all agree with it.
No, that's what I'm saying, but I just think as a teammate, you got to protect your guy a little bit more than that. That's all.
But thank you.
I don't know how you answer it.
Yeah, you don't answer it.
You don't answer
it. You just don't answer it.
So you don't answer if somebody asked you, hey...
Yeah, so if I come up to you and say, Rothen, why did you say that? And you say, I didn't know how else do I answer it?
Well, you're right. So if somebody went up to Jefferson and said, hey, your quarterback last year is preparing for the biggest game in football, how does that hit you? And you think about the what if he would have been on the team with you this year.
I'm happy for Sam's success. Yeah. I love what we have going on in Minnesota. Looking forward to getting back to work with JJ. And you just leave it at that.
Yep.
You can't go
I think the frustration just starts to seep through.
For sure.
The honesty
for
of sure. it. And there are times where he went to bat for JJ a lot.
Yeah.
But they've been juggling. I'll tell you what, even when Wentz got in there, you thought you had a little better chance.
More, yeah.
And Max was just way too raw. Like, that to be thrown into that.
Your boy, Max Brosma.
That was a rotation that was... You're not going to find consistency with that.
Well, especially now that we know what Seattle is. That was a game he started, right? Do I have that right?
That's the one I went all in on and guaranteed that... That was a bet there, wasn't that?
I think it was.
I told you, dude. This show talked more about Max Brosma this year than Paul Allen probably did.
Well, what's he up to?
Well...
Oh...
Yeah, I don't think he did a whole lot of talking. Yeah, no. Right?
I don't think so.
No, wait. We're talking about the broadcast for the Vikings?
Oh, no. I thought you meant Paul Allen, the owner of the Seahawks
that we talked about earlier. Did I get his name right?
Are
there two Paul Allens?
Yes, one, but I don't know if they spell it the same, but... I thought, since we talked about Paul Allen today, I thought when you said, we did a lot more talking about Max and Paul Allen. I didn't specify which spelling of what I said, Paul Allen spelled with an
Maddie, A.
Did we not talk
we
about,
did,
we didn't talk about the other one,
no.
We talked about that
Seattle
one.
I got you.
All right, we come back with Tell the Truth, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Do you suffer from...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube.
Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth.
Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there.
Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Ohio Heating and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Tell the Truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by McDaniel GM Superstore. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
All right, TLC. like I said during the break, care if you're not ranked for the next 10 years. We're having a good time, dude, and we're thrilled you're here.
Who knows? We'll see what Jason Barrett has to say. I killed Radio Row for us. Not having a good year.
Can't take him everywhere, Maddie. You got to pick your spots.
Day. We'll get him there one day.
Yeah. I have good news, potentially. So as far as our bet goes, the Christmas parlay.
Okay.
We have one of the legs already complete. So we have the Steelers getting eliminated in the wild card round. We got two more legs of the parlay. So the French Open will take place in a couple months. And we're focusing on Carlos Alcaraz to be a part of that. I'm pretty sure we got this whole Dodgers National League pennant thing locked up. Because they have done nothing but add just dominant free agents ever since we even placed that bet. So I think
we're
safe.
Watch out for my Reds.
Gino Suarez.
He's coming home. Oh, he is home now.
How about it?
He is home. I love it. That's a good signing by them.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
But I think we're safe on the Dodgers. So the fact that Carlos Alcaraz, we need him to win the French. Do you like the fact that he just won the Australian Open? Or do you think that maybe he used up too much of his good luck too soon and we need to save some of that voodoo for the French?
He doesn't need luck.
No, we're good. Luck ain't got nothing to do with it.
We're not only that, we're putting him on his best surface.
There we go.
He's got every shot in the game. Man, I've talked about this guy for three years at least on the show. And if I would have, you could buy stock in a human being like that, he would have been the guy. And I've said it on the show many times, like there's not a lot he can't do, and now that he's getting more mature in his game, then he becomes even more dangerous. But no, I think he's the one we'd want to have. That's all you can say.
All needs to be said.
He sees me, jumps on me, starts humping me, so I start humping him back.
So we were looking up on ESPN up here, and they were doing a preview of the TGL event. Like, they had Matt Berry, like, crawling underneath the surface and was, like, showing you, like, it's crazy.
By the very smart or very dumb. Gone under the boat.
Yeah, basically. And so, what do they call that? The bowels.
Of the stadium?
Of the boat.
Well, I don't know if I've ever heard the bowels of the boat.
There's a term for it, but I forget it. But anyway, do you think the TGL, which I looked up what that stands for, I think it's Tomorrow Golf League.
Is that what it is?
I guess.
Oh, I thought it was just the golf league.
So did I.
Tomorrow's golf league?
Oh, yeah, but it's branded as, like, tomorrow spelled TMRW.
All right.
Okay.
So whatever. But do you think the TGL is a fun television product? Not that, like, you're going stroke. Well, I mean, if you're gambling on it, you're probably following stroke for stroke, and somebody out there is. But do you think it's interesting, period?
Tiger cooked this up, right, AR? This is his baby?
Him, Rory McIlroy, and Mike McCarley, whoever that may be.
And the tour.
It's your head coach in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, exactly.
He
cried in his press conference.
I've tapped in a couple times, AR, and it's cool to watch. Like, it really is. I don't know how you feel as, like, a real heavy golf fan, but I've enjoyed it as kind of, you know, an easy watch every now and then.
Yeah, so I would say this about it. The courses are really cool.
Yeah.
And the holes they play are very cool. And to watch the best in the world play a video game with real live golf clubs and golf balls, and the fact that they're not just hitting to a screen 5 feet in front of them, it's pretty cool. I think it has a time frame limit for me. Like, I'll watch it for about a half hour.
Okay.
And then I'm kind of like, it's lost. It's
you can't
effect.
Be like the 3 hour, 4 hour tour like you usually do on a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, and I don't, right.
I gotcha.
Where you sit down and watch a game for 2.5 hours. It doesn't do that for me.
Okay.
But it's got great, like, 15 minute.
I bet you when you're in the building, it's probably really cool when you're there. Because they bounce around, right? Like, they take this on the road, or is it in one
location? I mean, I would
think it's in
Florida.
Oh,
they're in Florida. Okay.
They're at the SoFi Center in Florida.
And they're representing
Palm Beach Gardens. Yeah. No mistake.
Are they representing different country clubs? Is that how they break the teams up? You know how that works?
I think they're called that. Are those guys all members of those clubs? I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. There's a New York and a Boston.
Right.
All right. So the reason that I thought, well, this is weird. So it's like the Atlanta Drive GC, I assume Atlanta Drive Golf Club would be the name for that. Like, they are Atlanta's team. This might be one of those things where it's like you have teams, like I think either like the XFL or the UFL did this, where all these teams have these names that they just all, like they never go to that city. Like I think when the XFL first came back, or what USFL, I don't know. I don't
shout out to Heat Me. Or, by
you know
the
what?
Way.
Maybe the AAF.
Remember him? Love it.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, but I mean, like in 2018, I'm pretty sure every single game was played in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
However, there were like team. There was like the Orlando team, the Memphis team. Yeah, so it's like, you know, just something for the, like, literally just marketing.
Yeah, I'd love to go. I think that. Yeah. The problem that they have is...
It's like you and your simulators.
Yeah, if it's not competitive, then they got this like hammer rule where you can hammer the other team and then you can press and maybe it keeps them from not getting to blowouts, I guess.
Okay.
I think they should have simulated wind. They should just have a giant fan that you can bring. Your hat flies off.
There, I'll tell you,
or
it's...
Or rain, they just start...
Maybe simulated fights in the stands. Did okay, you guys, see it, the waste management this
pretty
week?
Pretty weak fight. It was pretty...
It was on a cart path. And so it wasn't on grass.
What was up with the guy like holding people
choked
back?
Out?
Like he was, it looked like one guy was just like, "Hey, let them fight." Like, did you see that guy that
was
kind of hovering
security around?
Him? It's like a ref in that thing.
Okay, so I didn't see this. So on a scale of 1 to that former NHL player who just kept yelling "boom" when he was punching a guy on the golf course, where were we at?
This one,
You remember that video, Rothman?
Yes.
Loved that video.
I really did.
This one was like a 2 for me.
Oh, it was terrible?
I thought it was pretty soft.
For a golf fight, it didn't look like there was just two drunk guys trying to swing and miss.
One guy was really just getting choked out, really.
And then he was like, I'm not doing anything, let me go. But then he got a little nutty.
Oh, man.
Is the 16th?
Tarnaski, he just threw that dude in the lake, though, right?
Yeah,
you're right, he did go with the boom.
Boom, boom.
Boom. Yeah, okay.
Tossed him out of the
But he was also beating up on a drunk guy.
Well, the dude wanted some smoke.
No,
and
I'm not
it.
Saying he didn't get what he deserved, but it was not. It wasn't going to be anything close to a good match. This one was actually pretty.
Was it a fair fight in the sense they both sucked?
Yeah, they looked like a couple little scrawny guys.
I'm just saying this wasn't on like a hill. This was on a cart path. Like
somebody gets dropped.
Road rash. Waste management. That is just.
I need to get there.
I don't know, Maddie.
I need to experience that energy. Because I've always said golf needs more of that. Not all the time.
Fans fighting?
No, just the energy around the game. Just a little bit more of that.
It's a gauntlet.
Before we go. If you missed anything, you can always catch up, folks. Wherever you get your podcasts, all you got to do, type in Rothman and Ice. Take us with you. We'll be everywhere. Bet365 is the sponsor of the Rothman and Ice podcast. Coming up, Common Man and Timmy, they'll take you to 6 o'clock. Jeff Rimmer in studio. For the final hour, he will be in starting at 5.
All right. Wonderful of you guys to spend the last couple hours with us. We'll talk to you for the full boat tomorrow at noon. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Common Man, a radio veteran, has a large hemorrhoid. Timmy Hall, a good, clean boy. Moonlight says man's hemorrhoid. Common Man and Timmy.
Weekdays at 3.
The Fan.
Care Heating.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.